Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what y'all doing? A little talent search deal?
Yeah, man, we got Jay-Z up in here, man. He's looking for talent.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let my boy here know what I'm talking about.
Yo, you got something you want to spit?
What's that?
Oh, okay. Well, let me hear you, though, dog. You know what I mean?
That's Jigga for real, man.
Yeah, dog.
It's your man, your boy in the building.
Boy in the building. Well, I'm going to hear a little something.
Hey, Jay, you don't want to talk to him now, do you?
No, let him spit. I want to hear him, though.
You want to hear a little something?
Spit something for me. All
right, I testify.
Yo, that's hot. That's hot right there. That's hot.
What?
That's real hot.
I ain't no
Jay-Z. That's hot, man. I ain't never heard nothing like that. That's hot.
What?
Yeah, that's real good. You should keep... That's hot. What's the name of that?
Hey, go.
What's the name of that joint right there?
What joint?
The one you just spit. That was hot. That was fire right there.
I ain't much, you know what I'm talking about?
I like that one line. It was hot.
Oh, for sure. Hey.
You got spit something for me, for real.
I'm saying I'm going to spit something for real, but you know what I'm talking about? You got to let the boy go now.
I mean, you know, but I'm in the game so long, I know heat when I hear it. You know, me and Dane, we only signed like two artists while we down here. We already signed one already. So let me hear something again. Something real hot, though.
All right. You ready, Cole?
Go ahead, man.
Bust it, dog. Bust it.
All right.
I don't like that one.
What?
The one you just said. That one was different.
I ain't just listen to it, Cole.
But no, I know heat, though. You know what I mean? You ain't really got to say. All you got to do is start, and I'm already know if it's a hit.
Okay. Heat. My third eye watches over
Yo,
my
that's
shoulder.
Hot. That's all that's what? Hot. All of that's hot. All of that. Everything you did was hot. That's good. Keep going. We're going to put you on hold, though, all right? Shit, boy!
So, good, ladies and gentlemen. My bad. I set the time for 11:30. I dropped somebody off. But, being the fact that that shit ain't work, and I'm still late, I'm in North Jersey as we speak, so... Because of all that, come on, you gonna let me go through here? I say, yeah. Because of all of that, I got a... Ooh, a fish fillet sandwich right now. I do show on the road. Give me that fucking ticket. Ah! I had this show on the road, that got somebody off. Now, originally, the show was supposed to be from 6 to 7. That ain't happen. So, I said, let me switch the latest, 11:30. Woo! Oh, please don't be a crowd. Please don't be a... Oh, yeah. Woo! God, but, 11:30 ain't happening because I fucking forgot about it. And I just remembered when I looked at the clock. So now it's 12:16, maybe 12:17. And I'm leaving North Jersey as we speak and head on down south. So I only got a chance to, you know, catch the last team. Luckily, I remember my pin. If anybody's listening, if anybody's tuning in, and if anybody trying to call in, fortunately, I cannot see you. So therefore, I don't know if you're calling or not. But what I can say is that I can't even play no music. So what you're going to hear is a good 30 minutes of JJ driving down south. You're going to hear the plane. You know what I mean? You can hear what's on the radio, you know. I might talk to my on three-way. Well, I have somebody to talk to. But you know what I mean? I might, with your boy JJ and whomever, from a TV show, Technical Difficulty. Today is Tuesday. Well, actually, it's Wednesday. 12 in the afternoon. Not a game. Make sure you hit us up on MySpace, www.myspace.com/the_TD_show, or blogtalkradio.com/the_TD_show. We're here Monday through Friday, starting tomorrow, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New picks will be in very soon. We'll give a big shout out to Kuba, Six Fizzle, The Light, and S Dizzle. Trying to back to the program. Right now I'm driving on the highway. I gotta stay up. I gotta work tomorrow morning. Oh, whoa! Almost hit the median. That's not good. I heard of don't drink and drive. I never heard of don't eat and drive. I pray to the Lord that this isn't a cop behind me. If it is, he's going to pull me over. For EUI. Eating under influence. Well, that was stupid. But DWE. Driving while eating. So good, people out there. What's up? How was your New Year? What's your holiday? Everybody get what they want for Christmas? Enough about Christmas. All this shit on Christmas. Let's talk about why our taxes will take longer to come back. So for that. That makes no sense. I'm going to make another tax bracket because I make, what? Gotta make money. But, my New Year's resolution had to be like, not to be late, be on time. If you say something, do it. Kind of broke it, and I kind of forgot about the 11:30 show. Look at this asshole. Where the fuck you think you're going? You're not going nowhere, you asshole. Oh, man. Yeah, I got a booger in my nose. I just popped the energy drink of gold. No fair sobriety energy drink from North Jersey. They don't have them in South Jersey. I'm going to enjoy this. Oh, yeah. Let me smell it. It's funny how black people, we always smell everything before we eat it. Why is that? Why do all black people smell shit before they eat it? Or drink it? No. Oh, this smells good. It smells like they're trying to rip me off. It smells like the regular No Fair. Alright, so far so good. I'm on every 14. Okay, you know what? I'm going to get my speed racer on. About to get my speed racer on, dog. I figure if I drink all this energy drink, I'll be good. Yeah, I mean, keep my ass up. Oh, man, I'm starting to swerve already. No. Not good. Not good at all. I'm going to have to be like a real, you know, focus and pull over to the side. Got a rest stop and, you know, go to sleep. Damn. Oh, man, this bitch packed a bunch. Cold-blooded! Oh, man. This bitch packed a bunch. Yeah. Oh, hey, everybody. I'm passing by the airport. Everybody, wait at the airport. Wait at the airport. Oh, wait a minute. I have to meet up with my old, my princess at the airport tomorrow. So I'm going to be able to do 67. But then again, I might be able to because her plane is at 5. The only thing is, she'll just be on the road with me once again. Only difference is that this time, I'll be wide awake. Turn his heat on. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So, people out there, New Year's resolutions. Why do people make New Year's resolutions when they break them? What's the point? Or better yet. Oh, man. I want another cheeseburger. This sandwich, whatever it was. Or better yet, why do people, when they go bowling, they throw the ball down the, you know, down the lane, and they always turn their body like as if they're, you know, as if they can control the ball when it's away from their hand. Like, does that make any sense? I heard this song the other day, and I forget the name of it, but, it goes, my girlfriend, my girlfriend looks like, your boyfriend looks like my girlfriend. Oh, man, how does it go? Your boyfriend looks like my girlfriend. Your boyfriend is like my girlfriend. Your boyfriend is like my girlfriend. Ah, I forget the name. I forget how it goes. Why, as soon as I hang up, I remember everything. The energy drink got me biting my teeth and shit like I'm feeding for crack stuff. I'm about to eat a Snickers bar. Call it a night. Damn, I want to go to sleep. I really do want to go to sleep. Oh, man. Guy's driving next to me. Almost sideswiped him. Let's see what's on I-97, everybody.
I never ran of a lover.
Oh, man, I feel like a fat kid. I'm driving with my, I'm over here driving with my my knee so I can get the Snickers bar and eat it. Like, that's some fat shit right there. Very fat shit. I'm driving all over the highway looking like a damn fucking, a damn drunk just to get the Snickers bar. Oh, whoa, balls. Whoa, where's this? Whoa. Wait a minute, hold on now. Houston, we might have a problem. Oh, okay. Woo! I lost my Snickers bar. This is about to be a serious problem. All right, now wait. Uh-oh. It's the police. Boys in, and everything. All right, mommy. Wait, hold on. Let me spit the shell. Ah, there we go. Got my Snickers bar. Everybody happy now. Oh, hold on, don't swerve. Ah, shit, there's a cop behind me. Let me drive normal. It pulls my ass over. Let me get over here. With the cop, head get behind me. Why is it when you eat a fish fillet from McDonald's and you smell your upper lip, it smells like pussy? Anyone ever do that? Hmm. Oh. The best feeling in the world. When you chew a first bite of a Snickers. I can't even get it out. A first bite of a Snickers is always the best. Oh, man. Ah. Welcome, everybody, to the Center with Difficulty Show. Well, you're on the road with JJ. This is part one edition. Being on the road with JJ. Tell me how it goes. There's a lot of round thoughts. I wonder what Bill Clinton would say if he found out I had sex with his daughter, Chelsea. Now, I'm hoping she's of age, because if she isn't, I'm gonna look like an asshole. I hope she's of age. All right, we got an asshole in the truck and hitting his stuff. I said, hey, there's no more on a turnpike. Well, you can be a snitch. Go out in my eyes. If someone goes up and cuts you off, you can call this number on your cell phone and say, this year and make of the car is speeding. You can be a snitch. You'd be a driving snitch. Only thing that sucks about that is that they can mess with you. You could be doing nothing wrong if someone just says, ah, for the hell of it, let me just do it. Uh-huh. Exit 11. Hey, Boo, if you're listening, I love you. If you had your choice, would you be a friend? Would you work at Burger King or Popeyes? Cops now have this new invention where you can drive making such a fat, lazy asses in their car, in their cruiser, and they have a special computer in their cruiser that takes a picture of up to 15 cars' license plates and reads off if you got warrants, cars in your name, all sorts of shit like that. So you know what I mean? Allow racial profiling and using a computer as an excuse. Good shit. Let me make sure I'm still talking to you guys. If I'm not, I'm rambling about nothing or nothing, I'm going to be highly upset. I hate people that drive. You know the speed limit. They're doing over the speed limit. They get in front of you, and then they start doing the speed limit. Like this prick next to me. Passed me. I'm doing the speed limit. I passed him. Man, he must be a jerk off. Once again, you're tuning in to Random Thoughts. Support JJ. I wonder if Pippet from Winnie the Pooh is gay. He seems gay. No. A little pussy boy. Oh, man. I gotta rest my head or something. I'm in a crash. Ah. You know, my nuke nuts in my face, ass nigga. Oh, man. Look at my bars right quick. Make sure I got enough bars. Hold on, people. I'm gonna call a fat motherfucker from...
Hello?
From Ari Famous Radio, yeah.
What happened?
What up, nigga?
Your mother's leg, nigga.
Yeah, you hear that black ass roach in the background?
Yeah, somebody called you black ass roach, huh? Where you at?
I'm on the highway on my way back. Oh, by the way, you're live on air right now. What's up, baby?
Live?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shout out to, you know. Not y'all niggas in 2008. Baggins, I wish I'd get canceled.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
I mean, freedom of speech. Right now, they're riding with JJ on a turnpike. you know.
Where everybody at, man? You doing a show by yourself?
Yeah, pretty much, because I don't have a switchboard. I ain't got a computer, so, you know what I mean? I'm driving.
Don't you need a computer to do the show?
No. This guy has the number.
All right. We're here. Oh, shit, I'm about to blow a nigga's name up now. All right. Who's Cooper Copper guy?
Cooper, she's at the crib. 6'4". He was up north. Killing some chick. That's me. We know where he's not at.
Wendy's?
Huh?
No. Give me a bucket of fries, man.
Oh, you're a fat bastard.
Give me a bucket. Huh? What did
you say? Where you at?
I'm at Jay-Z house. Come through.
Yeah, oh. Dirty Diana!
You off tomorrow?
Nah, I gotta work. You at Dirty Diana's house?
Nah. Jay-Easy.
Jay-Easy.
Oi.
Huh? Oh, okay. Who's all over there?
Everybody, man. Party, man.
Oh, yeah, party in your mother's mouth. We're all coming. Pussy boy.
2008, your mother's still a slut, bitch.
What kind of old black Darth Vader and a face ass nigga to fall back?
Well, yeah, Eddie Murphy. Hold on.
I'm about to roast this old
stepdaddy, yo.
Face ass nigga. Ah, nigga.
I'll see Fane in the face ass nigga.
What, nigga? Old predator in the mouth ass nigga.
Whoa.
Donatello in the face ass nigga.
What'd you say?
Oh, shit. He said, I don't get no pussy. Pop behind the forearm, that face ass nigga.
Who said that?
Rob.
tell that nigga one word, old Cat Williams and a mustache ass nigga.
What'd you say? Mayonnaise. He said, you mayonnaise and a mustache.
Mayonnaise
and
a what? He said, mayonnaise and a mustache face ass nigga.
Oh, nigga.
You old kitty little crumb in the bed in between the sheets, ass nigga.
Nigga, you old Cat Williams and a mustache, ass nigga.
You old baby tank top Cat Williams and the chest, ass nigga.
The flame has no friend.
What happened?
I said the flame has no friend. Broke like peanuts.
Oh, shit. Hold on. What you doing right now, nigga?
Man, I'm en route on my way to fucking South Jersey.
Oh, so we should drop the joint off?
Yeah, I'm on the show right now. You're acting like a fucking act.
Huh? You on the show right now?
Yeah, talk about having no life.
Wow. Am I on the air, nigga?
Yeah, you on the air right now?
Who the fuck is hosting this shit with you?
Me by myself.
You old me, myself, and Irene in the closet, ass nigga. That nigga on the show by himself.
Oh, shit, man. Y'all niggas.
Yo, what the fuck, nigga?
Nigga, yo, put boys in the face, ass niggas.
You old, don't call me, I'll call you in the face, ass nigga. You don't call a nigga by yourself.
Oh, shit.
Hello? Lonely fuck, nigga. You should have took off today.
Oh, man.
Nigga, I just realized he's on the show by himself. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you gonna play some music, dog?
I ain't playing no music. I'm fucking turn on Hot 97, nigga.
He gonna put the fucking cell phone to his car speaker. Kill himself. Driving.
Oh, mango mouth in the face ass niggas.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Oh, I think I'm about to... Oh! You know when you're driving? You know when you're driving and then...
I didn't hear it.
You did hear it.
I did. Used to that rope.
Like, I might have heard something.
Oh,
man. I'm going to curse somebody out there. I'm going to cut it right back.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I think I'm getting hypnotized over here. Oh, no, no. No. I think I'm getting hypnotized. Ah. No. Oh, man. Ah, this wind is blowing me up now. I look like I'm drunk. Oh. I'm signing out at 1 o'clock.
Sorry I missed your call.
Oh,
you
man. You know what? I'm going to do 90 all the way.
To leave a voice message, press
1.
That's
what I want to do. I want to do 90 all the way.
To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
That's what I want to do.
At the tone, please record your voice. Sorry, 2 is not a valid passcode.
Alright, now people are starting to draw like a bunch of dumbasses. You know, rotten ass. Alright, turn this heat up.
Sorry I missed your call. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, people. That's enough with the road. Everyone stay tuned. I gotta save some battery power just in case, you know, I break the fuck down or, you know, axe murder. Oh, we got some speeders. We got some speeders. Uh-oh. It's gonna get sick. We got some speeders. Speeder one. Speeder 1, speeder 2, oh, we're at home, Mr. Lady, we're at home, Mr. show with Zippy. Hold on, guys. Ah, this is bad. I gotta spit.
While your party is reached. You feeling it, ain't you?
Huh?
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
What'd you do last night?
I didn't do nothing, but I'm actually en route to go home. And I forgot about the show being at 11:30.
Uh-huh.
Sure, I forgot about the show being at 11:30. I looked at the time, it was 12:15. I was like, fuck. So I said, let me call up the show.
Who's on air? Is it you and me?
Yeah, you and I are just on the air right now.
Oh, well, I'm guest host tonight. Just to let you know.
We got a guest host tonight. It's
Lala.
And the nigga's on exit 8A. 8A. We started at 16, so now we're on 8A.
What should be his resolution? Do you even have one?
My usual resolution is to be on time at work.
Oh, God. My
when I say I'm going to do something, do it. So if I, you know, threaten somebody, like, yo, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face, that means I'm going to have to do it. And I'm attempting to take my shoe off while driving.
Oh, my God. You know what SB's new resolution should be? To take a fucking shower and change his clothes. God. It's 2008. What the hell?
Oh, man. You talk about SB a lot, man. I'm starting to think that you're...
I mean, he ran material when I start. And you know your brother, Steve, or L.E., as he calls himself, he looks like a fucking dinosaur, but...
Uh-huh.
I called him today, and I think he's back with that fucking... the Gillicazola-looking bitch, because he took the phone and hung up. I guess he's back in love, sucking her fucking nasty-ass block.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's some little bitch shit too, and I'm not feeling that. I saw that nigga got for 20 cash. Good luck on that, L.E. Happy New Year.
20 cash?
Yeah. You know, what's up with Rick Ross's fat ass? That would take me a resolution to fucking try and fit in a regular guy's car, a four-door sedan, big motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. What did he get? I didn't see what he got.
Huh?
What did he get?
What did he get?
The light, the E. Yeah, Steve.
You know what? I think we should do a live call on here and shit on that nigga.
It's on you. Let's see if he answers, because when I call him, he didn't answer.
Yeah, let's see the little bitch answers. One second. You are now tuning in to the ghosting hour.
The flame has a
friend. When that phone rings, you already know what time it is. And you know what? Like, I think I'm going to go hard on that nigga on his answering machine, too. Like, I'm just going to come on blast. So, you know, any setting I listen to tomorrow when I'm listening to the show that was on last night.
What time did you tune in?
Actually, I'm in Harlem right now with my man, and I just got some dick, and he fell asleep because, you know, I put niggas to bed. And I was like, let me just call and see if they want air. So I looked, and I remember you telling me that, you know, you changed your time or whatever, so I was like, you probably on. So let me call him. Anyways, let me get back to this live call on air.
Yeah.
What?
I said, yeah, go ahead, do your thing.
But I don't want you to say anything if he does get on here. I'm just going to take him fucking shit on himself.
I'm quiet.
I'm going to be like, I'm driving in Staten Island right now.
Roasting hour.
It's gonna be crazy right now. No, this is put you on blast hour if he picks up.
You have reached the Sprint TCS voicemail box.
Oh, he's going to get it right now.
The guy you called.
Oh.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Yes, hello, Ibrahim. You need to get out of that extinct as dinosaur pussy. You're probably chilling out right now with your little ass dick you got. I mean, I'm sick and tired of calling you and you not fucking picking up the phone because you're fucking wasting up that ugly, fat, like a little monkey-looking bitch that has no hair. And, you know, I don't really appreciate you shitting on your brother, okay, because that's real fucked up. I knew him before you. And I got another confession. That's why I let your brother beat in your fucking bed, you dumbass. And he paid me for it, $20. So, you're on blast right now on Technical Difficulties Radio. So, you know, stop being a dickhead. Get that fucking dick out your mouth. Tell Magilla over there to get that. No, actually, we're going to call her Big Draw with my girl because, you know, that bitch got some big draw on.
Well, technically, he didn't shit on me because of the simple fact that you got to know the story in order, you know. It was more, should I say, his fault and my fault. It was an even ordeal.
So, basically, it was bad communication.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because due to the bad communication, him and your other nigga, what's his name? Oh, him and your other brother that lives in that flooded basement in his mother's house, they're no longer talking to you due to the bad communication, which is fucked up.
6'4", he's talking to me.
Oh, 6'4"?
It's the light. I heard he's not going to talk to me until 08. I called the nigga on 08, he answered the call, so. Yeah, whatever. I'm not gonna
show that nigga. Exactly. It's fucking 2008. I mean, come on. The nigga's about 45 years old. He thinks he's fucking young. He can't drive. He always looks ashy. He has no hair. His 2 points fucking teeth are gone. He got some rootin' chiclets in them black ass gums he has. He's just
wait a minute. See, now you're making it sound like a hypocrite. Because if he's such this and that, why did you mess with him?
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't mess with him. I think I used him. I think he was just there for when I was lonely and bored. And he wasn't afraid to spend money. And, I mean, he was a good pussy. So, I mean, what bitch wouldn't fuck with him?
Hmm.
I mean, come on. A nigga that'll drive an hour and a half away, 3:30 in the morning to come pick you up and then eat your pussy out when he gets you home. I mean, you can't fucking beat that. call me a slut, call me a whore, call me what you want. But, I mean, it's the truth. I'm laying in my bed. I'm not having shit to do. And, you know, like, I mean, you can witness this. I think there was one occasion when you were actually down in New York and he told you he was coming to get me. Is this not true? Well, you don't want to comment on it because...
Yeah.
So basically, you just blew it up because I said you don't want to comment, and you said, yeah, and if it wasn't true, you would have been like, it's that bitch, it's not true. So, you're just going to stay on a neutral basis right now, but, I mean, I don't give a shit, I'll tell it all. Today is Put Your Ass on Blast Sundays, 2008. I gotta do it. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, he got me caught up for a little second. Like, once he started eating the pussy real good and spending that money, I kind of got hooked on him.
Uh-huh.
Then when I snapped, like, in reality, I'm like, you know what? I need to just get one big lump sum and fucking dip on this fucking little old bastard.
Mm.
And that's what I did.
The maximum time permitted to record.
Oh, Lord.
Message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
I think we'll extend it on.
Message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck it.
That's pretty harsh.
That's what I do. I mean, do you have anybody you want to put on blast?
You know you're going to hold it.
Oh, God, please don't call that phony bitch. It's too late for me to be cursing her out. I mean, Hoda, I just got some good advice for you. please stop rubbing shit you ain't from. I mean, bitch, you know you was born in a manger somewhere in Egypt. I mean, you're not from New York, and whatever the fuck Teen Hammer Street is, whatever show you, or radio or song you heard that from, I mean, please, go somewhere. Like, that shit is real phony. You're not black. You're not even white. I don't even know what the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're just a phony bitch, and I don't like you. And I was saying that in 07, and I'm damn sure going to say in 08. Come on, get them camel toe jeans up, Beyond on my face. That shit is whack. You played out. I mean, come on.
Woo! Motherfucker is speeding the night.
What highway are you on? Are you in dirty-ass Jersey?
New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, I think we should call a fucking hippopotamus anonymous.
Hippopotamus anonymous.
Yeah, but she might, her baby might be sleeping, so I don't want to bother her. But, you know, oh yeah, in Cuba, I still don't like your ass, bitch. You know I don't like you. Ugh, you're such a, that accent gotta go, JJ. Like, that whole wannabe Latina, Rosie Perez, fucking white man can't jump shit. That shit is whack. She don't sound good, and she damn sure don't look good. Ugh.
Mm.
You think you just fucking hang us? Yo, Cuba, if you're listening, can you just hold your breath, bitch? Don't even breathe anymore, seriously.
Oh, man, you got a lot of hate, a lot of aggression.
I mean, it's 08. I just gotta get even harder on niggas. Like, come on. And I'm not even gonna go there with that little orphan. I mean, I just feel bad for him now. There's no help. Rick Ross. I mean, obesity is a problem, and you have a problem.
Oh.
When it's a fucking blizzard outside, and it's about 30 below, and you still have your AC pumping because your ass is so fucking fat.
Uh-huh.
That's an issue. You have to get that checked out. And, I mean, it's 2008, and I'm not telling you because I'm hating on you. I'm telling you because I've changed my ways, and I care about human beings now. So if you want to live to see 30, you better lose about 3,482 pounds immediately. So stop trying to fit your ass in a two-door car. Oh, God, he's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ace Money, you still got a big, huge, gigantic forehead. It's just crazy. I think the fucking boy trapped on that shit is so fucking big. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Wait, that's my forehead you're about to drop this shit on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hello? Little bitches can double dutch on that shit. That shit is No. Let me jump in. I mean, bitches are doing jumps, splits, and all that. You know how bitches be getting down in the hood with the double dutch? Come on. They be tapping all over that forehead from ear to ear. I mean, JJ, you know, I don't really have anything to say about you right now because, you know, it's 08. I still want to beat that shit, pal.
Oh, boss. Boss, that's
a girlfriend.
Huh?
You have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, and I love her. I love her very deeply.
Oh, God, have you actually seen her? Like, she's not calling from the phone, right?
Nah.
You really have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's probably a fat Puerto Rican.
Oh, no, nah, she looks nothing like you.
JJ?
What?
Are you falling asleep while you're driving? I think you're just fucking asleep or something. I'll let that one go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's always, I stepped my game up. I know you saw the pictures I sent you. I'm looking extra good now.
Oh, yeah, so I thought that was supposed to be your sister.
No, that was me, asshole.
Mmm.
Yeah, I look scrumptious.
I was about to say, because, I mean, there's two ugly people.
again, James, let me go to you, alright? Please. I just got done telling that sin-headed bitch Anonymous about herself today.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
She is mad because she doesn't have any hair. Oh, my God, let me stop. I'm talking shit about my co-host. I can't even do that.
Yeah, you're damn sure are.
I mean, I don't give a shit. Everybody get it. I don't scare anybody. But that's how you know it's all equal. Like, I can talk shit about you and talk shit about my own people. Like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, how's that little faggot on Reese, the guy that stock shows for Canada Dry?
Huh.
The one that's dark as oil. Oh, we should call him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have his number. Call him. We're going to do a prank. I'm going to try and holler at that.
Yeah, prank.
Yeah, I'm a little high right now. I just got some smoking. So, you know, I'm a little chopped and screwed a little bit.
When you smoke, how do you smoke?
What do you mean?
How do you smoke? Do you inhale it as if it was a cigarette, or do you hold it in your cheeks?
I make sure that shit goes straight to my brain, straight to my lungs. What the fuck are you talking about?
So how do you do that?
Well, what I do is I place the blunt to my lips. I inhale. I hold it as long as I can. All right?
It doesn't burn your throat?
No, it doesn't burn my throat. And, you know, I hold it until I feel like I can't hold it anymore. I release the smoke, and then that's about it. I don't really smoke out of bowls or anything like that. That's not even my style. Like, I feel like a steam when I smoke out of a bowl. I don't do that. Like, I really don't promote the bowls, so for all that, you might as well just go get a fucking crack pipe and smoke. It's not that serious. Like, people do extreme shit. Oh, you better call me back.
Oh?
He's an asshole. Do me a favor, all right? And I just hung up on his ass. Let me see if he picks up when I call back.
One mouth. Eight, seven. TV show. 6 June for the time, 6 to 7. Maybe even later, JJ on the Road, part 2.
Oh my God, hello?
Yeah.
He's like, can I call, because he thinks I'm on my show, he's like, can I call your show and curse you the fuck out? I'm like, yeah, I'll call you back. He's like, where's my brother? I would advise you to say your brother, he does not want to curse me out because you know he can't handle me. He cannot handle this shit. It's just you and him. It's just you and him. Like, if it was like the whole radio crew and shit, yeah, but nah, he ain't doing it. Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on air. What's up?
On air with who?
You're on air with me. You're on my show.
Where's my brother?
He called in and hung up already.
Call him back. Call him back.
I honestly can't because I have my show called in and I'm calling you on three legs, so I can't call him back.
I'm good.
But he's tuning in. He's listening. He hears you. I got him on mute right now.
Piece of shit. Take him
off. Who's a piece of shit? Me or you or him?
Everyone who's on this radio.
All right, you're on air, JJ. Hello?
And I was on air from the gate, and this was a TV show, motherfucker. I'm get that shit twisted.
Yo, man. What's up, man? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, prick.
Thank you.
What's up, man?
I tried to actually call you today, you jerk off.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, I don't care about your little brotherly love Happy New Year bullshit.
No, do me a favor. Fall back, fatty. What'd you say?
Listen, Kentucky Fried Chicken is still open. Get out of here. Yo, I tried to actually call you today. Either what's today, the first or the second? Today, the first.
Well, it's the second now.
I tried to call you today.
Yeah.
My mom
said you wasn't speaking to me until 08.
I mean, come on, listen, you're an asshole. We already know that you're an asshole, so...
Wait, hey, L.E., I'm in the city right now. Can I come see you?
What?
I'm in the city.
Who are you talking to?
She's talking to you.
Yo, you know where I live, man. You know where I live.
Just don't play, nigga.
So what is it? I tried to call you today, you know? But...
Yeah.
I don't know, that shit just pissed me off. But now, I'm, you know, it doesn't matter now. I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care about what you guys are talking about right now.
I know, because you don't have a hamburger in front of you. That's why.
Oh, JJ, you better not even fucking turn against me, motherfucker.
Listen, Ma, you got some New Year's resolution. What's your New Year's resolution?
Lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, I already said my New Year's resolution was to lose weight, but
and then
my New Year's resolution is to stop smoking weed, which I did.
And then gain it back.
You're a fucking hairy old butt-headed bitch. Nah.
Stop smoking weed.
Yeah, I stopped.
Yeah, because you're broke
about
ass.
20 minutes ago. About 20 minutes ago, I stopped.
Because you're broke ass can't afford it, that's why.
Oh my god, you're crazy. Stop it.
Where's your homegirl?
Who, Anonymous?
Yeah, where's she?
Anonymous is home. I'm in Harlem right now. She's fucking with some little dusty ass Jamaican nigga. Ew.
Oh, don't try G niggas up.
No, listen, they both like dusty ass things. That's what, you know, it is what it is. Like,
First of all, let me tell you something right now, you little old fuck. All
right? She's with a dusty nigga right now from Harlem.
I was trying to Beyonce you know? I was trying to upgrade you real quick. I don't know why, but I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something. I'm 20 times ahead right now.
You were cool.
You're 20 times overweight.
20 times? She's 20 times what?
Overweight. She tries to say she's ahead. She's overweight.
20 times ahead of what?
Listen, sweetheart.
No,
right?
I had a what? Just answer the question. I had a what?
Listen, I'm not even gonna respond to anything you're saying because I already know how to shut that ass down. I'm not even gonna go there.
Whoa, partner, listen.
Don't even try and come at me.
I'm not trying to come at you.
Oh, all right.
I'm just saying, the only reason why you think that you can shut me down I'll just say me because I don't know about anybody else. But me is because I didn't respond to anything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to respond to what you're saying right now.
I'm cool with you and...
Listen. I don't care. I could talk about this shit in the world, but I'm saying I'm still trying to come over there and get it popping. What the fuck?
Whoa. You don't talk shit on people and then try to win.
DJ, mind your fucking business, you lonely bastard.
You and I don't. She does, though. You and I don't. But she does.
Okay, so now you're going to try and tag team me right now.
No. I'm not, you know what? Because I'm not even, like, the same way I did last year, quote unquote, and it's the same thing I'm going to do this year. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm just going to.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, that's what it is. But I really don't care about nothing you're talking about right now.
Yeah, man. Whose show is this? Whose show are
we on? It's our show.
TV show?
Yeah, I'm co-hosting tonight because nobody's fucking with JJ.
So how does she have the power to mute you and unmute you? I don't know
She does.
Oh, you're so stupid. You just dumb. I wasn't muting anybody, dumbass.
I was paying the toll while she was talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just like I called you blocked to his show.
Yo, she's so funny. Her laugh is funny, man. Her laugh is funny.
Oh, wait, did you get the picture I sent you? I sent you guys new pictures.
You know what a laugh that is, right?
That's
I just snuck downstairs and stole 5 cookies out the cookie jar where anybody knows it.
Milk ain't cookies.
Oh my God, stop. I feel like a sad bitch right now. Stop, because I just got done smoking. I just got done tearing some food up too. Oh my God.
Oh,
man, I thought your New Year's resolution wasn't to eat.
Listen, it's not. Listen. First of all, you haven't even seen me. I look fucking 1,000 times better. Actually, I've been in the gym, hard body. That's one thing.
Last time I saw you was like 3 weeks ago.
Nigga, you did not see me on 3 weeks ago. You saw me in fucking July. You did not see me.
I saw you last night. Didn't you come over my house last night?
What? Now you know your ass is lying. You better
So what pounds did you lose in a day?
Oh, my God. Listen, you're both hating on me right now, and I don't know why, but it is what it is.
You know what? I'm not hating on you. I just feel the need to... You know, like, sometimes you got to throw a little shade back.
You know what? I feel you.
You can't take all of the shade and just...
I think it's because you broke my heart, because you left me for fucking Miguel. I'm just pissed off. Miguel, Gorilla. You know who the fuck I'm talking about.
First of all, okay.
And that's my one joke, okay? So I don't even go here.
Thank you. That's your one joke, okay, son? But listen.
That's just not, but.
Your attitude makes you cool, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still the same old Zen, you know what I mean?
I understand that. But.
First of all, L.E., I'm not going to discuss past relations on air right now, so, you know, I'm up, I'm in the city, so if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it in person.
Wasn't you just at a nigga's house?
Yeah, I'm at my man's house right now, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, so you do have a man. Oh, okay, no doubt.
No,
I don't.
She's coming over now. Come over right
Yeah,
now.
Like, I mean, I'm going to come.
You want me to come get you?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't fucking lie.
Yo, the last time I was
there, you better have a fucking pickup truck, nigga.
Oh no, you didn't. How you gonna say that? Wait. I'm sorry.
You really need a pickup truck and a crane.
No, the fuck you did. I know you got a lot of men talking about me, and you got motherfucker.
You know, I won't even put it in the car. I just get a. I have a trail of Twinkies leading to my house.
Maybe that'll
work.
Tie some sausages to the back of the truck.
What a fucking...
I'll tie a Twinkie to my muffler and just let it drag and chill.
Blicky, black ass shit. And I got about 40 fucking bullets in that gun too, nigga. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you need to use all 40 of them bullets and you lose 40 pounds, you fat fuck.
Yo, she's cool, B. She's alright.
You know, what I'm saying? JJ knows I'm cool. Like, he can curse me out and shit on me, but he'll call me, like, 3 weeks later. Yo, shit. Like, he just knows me, you know? I'm a fucking clown. I'm a crazy sometimes, you know? And I'm lonely right now. I just put that nigga's ass to bed. Shut that ass down. And I'm just sitting in the living room. On the radio. I called the radio out of nowhere, didn't I, JJ?
Yeah, you did. Well, I don't fucking know. Called myself.
No, I did because you know what? I heard you driving, and I'm like, oh, he must not be in front of the computer to pick me up. So you know I called your ass on your cell phone because I was getting on air.
Huh.
I don't play that shit, but you know, my New Year's Eve was cool. I was in the city and shit. It was popping.
Oh, is that why you called me 15 times?
Yeah, because I was right there. I'm like, what the fuck? No, you want to know why? Because, like, I get a little bored at times.
Woo! It's them boys! It's them boys pulling niggas over and shit.
I mean, what was your New Year's resolution?
I got a couple, like.
I got a couple also.
Stop fucking, I got to start exercising a little more.
Start?
I got some tests coming up. So, I got to start doing running. I have to start running now.
I know one fucking New Year's resolution to get a fucking hearing pain, boy ass head, motherfucker. This shit is so pushed back, it's not even funny. Ugh.
Oh.
Yo, you know what's crazy? She's right. The only thing we can talk about is her size, but, you know, like, it's just...
Listen, let me tell you, let me just let you know this. You can call me a slut or whore, a fat bitch, but I'm a pretty fat bitch.
No, I'm not going to
say
any of that.
No, I'm not, okay, I'm not going to say you.
You're not a slut or a whore.
Okay. Oh, thanks. But I'm just going to make a general statement because, like, when I quote a TV show, you know they try and shit on me. But, I mean, I can't...
No, whoa, whoa, whoa. You bring it on yourself. We don't fucking... You come over on the show, and then it's like, as soon as you get on there, you're with SD stinking ass there. Like, you start shitting on SD like you want to, you know, be with him.
No,
so we like, well,
damn,
are you
him, y'all. Now, you want to know why? I'm going to tell you right now why I do, because, like, I'll call on your show, right, and I'll shit on the show, and y'all shit on me, but when I hang up the phone, like, everybody stops talking about me, but that fucking little orphan bastard is the only one running his fucking mouth. All right? And like I told you, his New Year's resolution is to be jumping one of these fucking puddles out here, wash his ass up, and change that whack-ass wannabe throwback jersey.
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody rocks that shit anymore. Seriously, like, that's something that you clean your fucking floor with. Like, oh, let me just use this shit. I don't wear this anymore. No, he rocking that shit like it's fly. It's crispy. Brand new. And y'all niggas be walking around the street with them.
Nah, whoa. Pause that situation. I don't walk in the street with nobody.
Okay, but you can't say that you've never been. Okay, you can never say you haven't been in public with him because I've witnessed.
Oh no, I'm in public, but I mean, I'm too fly. You know what I mean? So it's like the girls, you know, they come to me regardless.
Listen, let me tell you something, sweetie. I'm in the fucking elevator in the mall, all right? And I smell that motherfucker in the parking lot, okay?
Whoa.
And then he has the nerve to ask me if I think a girl would talk to him. Did he know who he was asking? Did he know?
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe that fucking dirty, dumb fucking bitch. I really couldn't. L.E., what are you doing up so late?
I just got home.
From work?
Nope.
From where? From the fucking zoo?
No, you got jokes, man.
So late because Denny's is 24 hours. Is that why?
No, actually, I'm up late because I just got this fucking pussy
munchies.
Thrash.
Munchies, shit, yeah, I know.
Well, you got the pussy thrashed, and
I didn't. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. No, like, he has to go to court in the morning for a ticket, and I can't go to sleep. I'm high, and I was hungry. Then I just called the show.
I knew that was coming.
You know what, JJ? Let me tell you something. You got the biggest fucking nigga on earth in your crew, so you need to shut the fuck up talking shit about me. I swear to God, this fucking nigga is so big. It's not. It makes me sick. I get disgusted every time, y'all. When I want to scare my little cousins, I fucking showed them that picture. I'm like, you see? You better stop eating because you're not even going to be able to fucking even fit in a car. This fat fucker. Can you call him up? Can I shit on him, please? Because I got a lot of shit to say about him.
He doesn't have a cell phone.
I know, he probably fucking ate it, big motherfucker.
Well,
he's disgusting. And you know what? And he got nerve. And he got nerve. No. I'm sorry, JJ.
Disgustingly fat. Who is he talking about?
I'm
talking about your girl, nigga. What the fuck?
Whoa. Stop it. Which one?
You know. Anyways. And then he has a nerve to have a fucking mohawk.
Oh, she's talking about
That fat ass.
Pete Cutter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like...
Project PV?
Yeah.
Like I was telling JJ earlier.
Why don't you leave him? What did he do? Did he do anything to you?
Well, he was kind of talking shit about me on Are We Famous
shit. Talk shit about you, like.
Of course. So you know I gotta talk shit about him, but, I mean, I wasn't put on about this until, like, after. And then I just, and then I saw what he looked like. And I'm like, you're fucking, I like, every day I was leaving comments on his MySpace. I was like, oh, you're gigantic, you're huge, you're ugly, you're fat. And then this man goes, yeah, I'm big, but I'm still fly as shit. I'm like, ugh, disgusting. He just looked greasy.
I'm sure he's had, somebody gave him some ass.
Who? What?
Somebody gave you some ass.
Bobby Hoda. I would probably give that nigga some butt. She probably eat
that,
too. Was it her? Probably did. Fucking dumbass bitch. Trying to act like she's from Brooklyn. Get the fuck out of here.
You got a lot of animosity.
You know, no. You know I don't like that bitch. That's why they call me Lala, a.k.a. Miss Hater, because you know I'm saying popping shit about somebody. But Hoda, oh my God, I don't even want to see that bitch in person. I think I might fucking kill her ass. Seriously.
They need to call you Yum Yum, a.k.a. Tasty.
God, why can't you be in the fucking studio putting the gunshots for that one? You need a fucking Uzi for that one.
The buffet is closed.
Oh, no. Listen.
You know what? I never go in on you. Like, I always just...
No, you don't. And you know what? Because it's 2008, I'm going to give you one moment of shine. So just take it in.
And you know what? I won't. After this, it'll be back to regular on me. Because I really was going to call you and be like, yo, don't call my phone. Like, if you don't call my phone with bullshit, then just...
Yeah, but listen, I call your phone and you don't pick it up because you're with fucking hungry. Oh, yeah,
whoa.
I see your phone number, and I'm like, well, you know.
I mean, I know how you do. I'm not even hating on you.
How do I do?
Like, if you don't want to speak to somebody, you're not going to pick up the phone. Or you'll ignore the phone call. Like, everybody knows that. I'm not stupid.
You do realize that you're saying he's with hungry, but if it's a girl that I think you're talking about, she's taller than you and weighs much less than you.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the other woman in his life.
Oh.
Your baby mama.
Oh my God.
Yo, listen, you're going to make me wake everybody up in this house, I swear to God.
Aren't you my baby's mom?
Yeah, I mean, I was.
You were until I gave you the money.
I got it. I mean, shit. It is what it is. I felt really bad after all. I'm not even going to lie. I felt like shit. I thought something bad was going to happen to me. But once I caught that ounce, I was fucking, I didn't even think about it anymore.
Oh, you mean when you beat this nigga for 200 hours?
Yeah, I was like, this is on LE right here. Everybody was passing that shit. I was like, bottle on him tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? After that, you guys went the next day to pick up your welfare checks and get your food stamps. And all that shit. You guys were happy. Like, you were happy to have a little bit of weed, a little bit of extra money. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, you didn't have to sell your $100 food stamps for $50.
Listen, I understand. I mean, I'm not really on the whole welfare Section 8 shit, but, I mean, I'm not knocking Anonymous for doing that.
Yo, listen, it is what it is. Like, tell her to throw some food stamps my way, please.
Shit, I want some, too. You think I won't take one of them bitches and go to the store? I front like it's an ATM card. I'm like, let me get EBT cash.
I'll be like, yes, these are food stamps.
Oh, you know what? Fuck that. Ain't everyone with some free shit, right?
Yes.
Don't let me get no damn food stamps. I hear you brushing them fucking two false teeth you got in the front of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Gigi, did you hear that one just drop in the sink? Oh, and you gonna put that shit right in his mouth. Oh my God.
Yo, this is stupid.
Now you know why? Because I hear him punching her and go clink. I'm like, oh God. Oh my goodness. Damn.
That was the pot of butter and hot sauce that you had on the stove. Yeah.
Oh God.
Fucking dog bread.
You know what? It is what it is, baby. Like, fuck it.
Habla en español, por favor.
Listen, I don't speak that shit. I ain't. I'm English. I speak patois.
You know what? I got a job for you. Why don't you get a job tasting food and shit?
You know what? I thought about that, but it wasn't paying that much, so, you know. I actually have a new job. I don't work at my job anymore.
Where you work?
I actually work downtown.
Downtown where?
I live out here now. I live
You're
with this
body. I don't believe that. This is
no, I swear I lied to you not.
Are
that's
you
why I call you all the time because I'm here. No. I'm here all the time. No, basically you can say I live here, but
downtown.
I work downtown.
Right.
But H&M.
Why the hell did you leave? That would be a stupid move on your part. Unless you're making the
same. Excuse me. Hello. You guys can congratulate me because I did graduate college.
What college?
The food college.
The what?
Culinary Arts.
No, community college. Hello?
Culinary Arts.
What do you go to? Barbizon? Or TCI? Which one?
No. No, I did not go to no fucking TGI.
Wilma Elport Beauty School? What did you graduate?
I graduated in the
Oh, you know what? The Culinary Institute. I got it. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, she graduated with spoons.
Oh, they kicked her out, actually.
Huh.
They kicked me out because I was fucking eating everything up.
You eat all the decorations.
Where's my food that I was going to show the professor? Oh, well, gravy dripping down her chin. I don't know.
Yo, you are going extra hard right now. You better stop while you can. I'm telling you right now. You better stop right now because I'm about to hit this blunt and I'm about to go hard on that ass. All right? You better calm down. Put them fucking teeth in that little thing you got on your dresser.
On the nightstand, right? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
How the fuck do you play? Oh, wait, how you... I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, sweetheart, don't go there, please. Cause
I'm not going to go there because I'm...
You're still cool. You're still cool.
I know. We are.
You're a good kid, but, you know. You're a good kid. You can use a little improvement. Yeah.
Hmm.
What time is it?
You know your ass gotta go to bed now.
I'm good. I don't have to work tonight.
JJ, do you hear this fucking pedophile? He's like, I'm a good kid, but he's a grown ass man.
No, but I heard you stutter for the fifth time.
Dog, that's because she's the uptake water. Man, that's why.
You know what? I think I gotta call my bitch anonymous so she can help me shut on
you. Yeah, you just call that fucking hippopotamus in the face, bitch.
Would Anonymous kick in with me? I want to talk to her.
Anonymous wouldn't even give you the fucking time of day, you fucking bald-headed, toothless bastard. I think it was on JJ's page. Remember that day I was taking a picture of all you guys in front of your house? It was you, JJ, your brother, and that fucking orphan, remember?
Yeah.
I showed Anonymous, was like, oh, which one is Abraham? I'm like, that one. She was like, oh, my God, boy, I did not know you were fucking with a crackhead. I was like, no.
Who was she talking to?
She was talking about you, Anonymous.
What did she say?
She was like, oh, my God, boy, I did not know you were fucking with a crackhead. I'm like, I'm not. What are you talking about?
You know what's funny?
They're like, listen, but you know what? You and Anonymous have a love-hate relationship. Like,
you know what's crazy is I give her credit. Like, I actually like her content. Her content is kind of original. You know what I'm saying? That's why I give her credit.
Yeah, like, that's the bitch. Like, I wish you could have met her. Like, you know my one friend. You know my one friend, right? Elle. I'm not going to say her name on air. Elle.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a little corny. Like, I kind of shit on her at times because she's just so corny. But that's my bitch. But Anonymous, like, she can go hard all day and just like me. That's why I fuck with her.
Paula asked.
No, I'm not calling them no-dick bitches. They're so fucking no-dick, I don't even want to talk to them no more.
What, they get none?
I mean, yeah, and no, like, ugh, I'm not even going to go there. That's a
oh, they must,
fucking...
They must be prettier than you.
Are you stupid? I'm the prettiest bitch in my clique, nigga. I'm kidding, what the fuck you talking about?
Whoa, that's not good at all.
I mean, if you're proud of that.
First of all, let me tell you, I got a fatty. That's number one.
Whoa, pause that.
No, she does.
Wait. You trying to say I don't got a fatty, nigga? Are you stupid?
No, you don't just, you got a fully. That's what you got. Damn, fatty, got a fully.
Oh, my God. You know what? I love you guys because I know when I'm getting high, if I want to laugh, I already know who to call. Every time I talk to you, you make me laugh. I swear.
Oh, you guys had sex,
too,
for my bed.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, that shit was popping. Oh, my God.
Sure.
Actually, you know you guys ran a chain on me. Stop fronting.
If he ran the train, I hope he got off at his stop.
Yeah, he got off at his stop.
I hope he bought a one way and not a round.
Shit, that nigga bought a fucking year round pass. What the hell are you
nigga,
talking about?
Get your money back.
Tell me about it. He needs to. I'm gonna get it back.
Nigga, next time get a car.
Yeah, I hear you.
Stay off of them trains. They crash.
Hey, I'm really gonna drive over there. I'm not doing shit right now.
Listen, you know what? You should have been on the road already. Like.
I mean, I know. I'm just sitting here, fucking stuck right now. Like, Mickey Mouse is sitting on the left side.
What are you stuck at the fucking diner table? Can't get out. Ate too much.
No, she's actually stuck in the doors of the diner. And both of them are open.
Well, Jerry, if you come over and kick me in my fucking ass, I can just feel them all
in this shit. Oh, and both of them are open. Both doors are open.
Shit. Go ahead. Goodness.
Oh, don't do that. That's an easy target. Don't do that. Please don't do
that. L.E., did you get my New Year's picture? I sent you a picture.
Of a plate of food.
Yeah, you know what, JJ? You better stop your fucking double chip too, fucking bastard. Alright? Don't even go there. Stop while you fucking can. All the fucking lines in the back of your head. All that ass.
Man, you do the same. Stop while you can. I don't want you to fucking... You're a fucking heart attack...
You know what's No. You know what's crazy? Like,
You're a slice of cheese away from a heart attack. Cut it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Salted peanut away from a heart attack.
Oh, my God. I have no comeback for that.
Oh, shit.
I have no comeback at all. Oh, my God, JJ, I told you that fucking white guy, he called my show in.
Oh, did he?
Again. He was like, you know, Tupac died. I killed him. Like, he did it again. I blasted his ass. I was ready for that nigga. Oh, my goodness. You have to listen to it. It was wild.
Do your show?
Hmm?
Do you still do your show?
I mean, not really, because now I'm too occupied for that, but I do it here and there.
You don't live in upstate anymore?
No, not really. Like, I go there like every other weekend. That's why every time I call you, I'm like, oh, I'm down here. I'm down here right now. Shit, I'm fucking bored. I don't have to go to work tomorrow either. I have to go to work on Friday though.
It's kind of tempting to see you just so I can choke you.
I'll tell you one thing right fucking now. You better not put your hands on me.
Yo, dog, you're gonna need the whole show's hand to choke her, man.
Yeah, you're gonna need the whole fucking radio squad.
I'm gonna have to use my hands and my feet to choke her.
And 6-4 hands.
And whose hands?
And 6-4.
6-4? I mean, 6-4 needs a fucking life jacket to get out of that fuzzy ass basement before he fucking even tries to get out of my
shit. He's an asshole. I laugh.
No, you know what's crazy? Like, I always say this, and I always tell myself, like, I don't need anyone to make me laugh, because I can fucking make myself laugh. Like, I'll be sitting down thinking this shit in my head. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking crazy. Like, why did I just think about that? Oh, my God. 6-4, please. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to have to fucking tie a lifesaver on a rope to get that nigga out of that basement. What the hell are you talking about?
Whoa.
We're going to need the whole show to pull that motherfucker out that flooded basement. Fuck putting the whole show on my hands on my neck. What the hell are you talking about?
Plus, that lifesaver would never get to him.
I mean, like, if you put, like, he can't have the TV and the washing machine on at the same time because it does something. Like, I don't know. It's just nasty down there. I've never been down there, but I've looked in that door, and it's scary. Like, I won't even fucking go down there. Like, you have to jump. Do you guys have stairs down there now? Because I know he was fucking jumping down into a fucking he was jumping down in the fucking deep end every day to get the fuck to his bed. Like, come on. He got a fucking, you know what? He has a fucking diving board on his.
Oh, shit.
You have the stairs, like, I'm looking, I'm like, how the fuck, this nigga, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, he's gonna fucking wood splashing everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is this shit? And I'm just standing there looking, like, should I go try and save him? Should I stay here? Like, what the hell is gonna happen? Like, that's crazy. That's what they need to do, a reality show. 40 years old, living in mother's basement, and that shit is water up to your neck.
Yo, you're an asshole, you know that?
I mean, you're okay because you're all the way on the top, so you don't have to worry about that. But him, he got a lot of problems down there. That's why he's so angry. Like, I'd be pissed off too every day, fucking drenched. Can't even go lay in my bed. That motherfucker got a dock and a diving board down here. Get the hell out of here.
Hold on. Where do you live now? 125?
I say I'm on 129th and 8th Ave. I'm over here in St. Nick.
129th and St. Nick?
Yes, sweetie. Right. I really hate it over here, though, to be honest with you. I think Staten Island is much nicer. Like, I kind of feel like I'm in the hood.
When you're moving from upstate, when you're moving from, you know, Harlem, it's gonna be a big culture shock.
I mean, like, it's crazy. I think about it every day. I just,
like,
fucking need it.
When you move from a town with five cops,
I'm on the 17th floor in the fucking projects right now. I hate it.
I couldn't do it, dog. What if the elevator breaks down?
I know. I mean, I just get every time my fucking fat ass gets in that shit.
Yeah, you can't make it up there. What if the elevator even goes up? What you want?
What?
What if the elevator even goes up? What you want?
I get fucking shots every time. Every time I get in there, I start praying. Like, God, please don't this shit stop.
17th floor, damn.
Like, and you know my fat ass ain't walking up no stairs. Oh, hell no. I be walking up them bitches all day. The 17th floor.
What did you lose? Why don't you hit the stairs? That should be your new resolution.
I sent you a picture. Well, I sent JJ a picture to get his opinion on it, and then he goes and sends it to every fucking body in the world he knows. You're an asshole.
Send us a picture now.
I can't do that right now because I'm on my phone, but, I mean, I'll do it immediately. JJ, are you still driving?
Yeah, I'm getting on my exit right now.
You know, DMO, you should have been in shelter. He was seeing us do. What the hell are you talking about? Shit. Yeah, no, actually, I like the New York Sports Club. It's right here on the corner on 2/5. That shit is hot.
It is on 2/5. You're right.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. My boyfriend's mom works there, so I got the hookup.
Hold on. So it's only at that one?
Yeah, well, I was upstate. I was going to Planet Fitness, but now right here I go to the New York Sports Club.
What time did it close? 9 o'clock?
No, I think it closed at, I always go in the morning. Like, I usually go from 7 to 9, but I think it closes at 9:30, actually.
Listen, I don't believe that you live in the city now, so.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, what do you want me to do? I'm here.
I'm thinking you as a liar now, like, you know? So, there's a couple of times when, like, I even talked to you once before, and I was like, yo, what happened? What are you supposed to do? And then.
Hello? JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hung up on that old fuck. I shut him down. I don't care about him no more.
Yo, man. That was a TV show. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, 6 to 7. I might be posting it on a late night thing. I don't know, because I got to go to the airport tomorrow and meet up with somebody. That should be a fun show.
So, you there?
I think he's gone.
Oh, yeah, he's going to hang up on it. That's what
you're talking about. Niggas pulling up to the crib. Check the matches out. Shout out to E. Shout out to Lala holding it down.
MySpace.com/mommy_got_bank133. Holla at your girl.